with the National Communications Director and spokesperson for the Council on American-Islamic Relations, also known as CARE, Ibrahim Hooper. Good morning, Mr. Hooper.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for your time today.
Sure.
All right. What are we to make of this? There are obviously still so many questions that need to be answered, and until we get some answers from this suspect, if we ever do, it's just going to be a lot of speculation and a lot of legwork as to trying to figure out what led these men to become radicalized and to do what they did. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I think you need to recognize that the entire American Muslim community has repudiated these attacks and offered support for the victims. I can guarantee you that there were Muslim doctors working to save the lives of the victims of these bombings in the hospitals in Boston. There have been prayer vigils in Muslim communities around the country. We've urged people to donate blood. We offered prayers for the victims. So that's the American Muslim community and its repudiation of these kinds of acts. So, you know, these things unfortunately happen in today's world, but you can't take the acts of some fringe individuals and generalize it to any faith or ethnicity. We don't do it with other kinds of violence, and we shouldn't do it with this either.
But it seems like the line is blurred, and that's where a lot of people are caught up. I mean, obviously, Muslims, I'm sure, were injured in this, as they were at 9/11. They were killed. There was no discrimination there as far as who is victimized by this terrorism. But there is a blurring of the line that has a lot of us wondering where we go, how we address this. I mean, it's known that Tamerlan had an outburst at his mosque when his imam was talking about Martin Luther King and what a good man he was as far as reaching out and trying to promote peace.
I mean, that shows you the stance of the American Muslim community. He was kicked out of the local mosque there. And that shows you what Muslims think of this kind of thing. So you're talking about a real fringe individual, it sounds like here, who may have even been the one to influence his younger brother into these kinds of things. So, but again, you're down to one person. It's not a faith of one-fifth of the world's population. It's not an ethnicity of being Chechen or this. It's the criminal acts of individuals.
But, Ibrahim, aren't they using their faith to bolster this?
Well,
isn't their faith a part of it?
Abortion clinic bombers misuse their faith. The IRA misuse their faith. The Lord's Resistance Army in Africa misuses their faith. I mean, you can always find individuals who go beyond the boundaries of their faith to commit these kinds of acts.
So how do we stop it?
We stop it by maintaining unity as a nation and mainstream followers of all faiths coming together to marginalize extremists, as it looks like they did in the Muslim community in Boston.
All right. Well, we'll hope that we don't have to have this conversation again. Ibrahim Hooper, National Communications Director, spokesperson for CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Thank you.
Thank you.